This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 108 for Tuesday, October 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Tuesday, recovering from earlier losses as the market bounced off chart support. Canola up $3 to nearly $5, November up $4.50 at $860 per ton. Both the November and the more active January futures did test their 20-day moving averages to the downside, but uncovered some support and managed to turn higher. Gains in soy oil and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar were also supportive, as the resulting strength in crush margins should be keeping end users on the buy side. However, seasonal harvest pressure did keep a lid on the upside, with steady deliveries into the commercial pipeline. Losses in Chicago soybeans also weighed on values. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, with only soy oil posting gains. Soybeans down 13 cents in the November contract at $13.72 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 63% complete in the latest weekly report. That's up 19 points from the previous week and well ahead of the five-year average of 52%. Condition ratings for what is still left in the field were left unchanged at 57% good to excellent. Meanwhile, Brazil's next soybean crop was 19-24% seeded, according to reports. Tighter than expected U.S. soy oil stocks in a report out yesterday remained supportive for that market. Corn, it was weaker, pressured by the advancing harvest, December, down 2 cents at $6.81 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 45% complete as of this past Sunday. That's up 6 points on the week and ahead of the 5-year average of 40% done. Condition ratings dipped 1 point in the good to excellent category, now at 53%. Planting of Brazil's next corn crop was nearing the halfway mark, which was in line with the average. Wheat, it was steady to lower, the largest losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis spring wheat down only a penny in the December contract at $9.54.5. Kansas City down 7.5 cents in December at $9.44.5 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 11 cents in December at $8.49 per bushel. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains at the forefront of the wheat market, with the latest talks on keeping the Black Sea grain corridor open said to be positive and constructive. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 69% seeded and 38% emerged. While the planting was only a point behind the average, emergence is off by 6 points as dry conditions in the southern plains hurt germination. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.